Reflectively, the squirrel balanced the blade in her paw. Then she threw it skillfully. It whizzed across the clearing and thudded point first into a sycamore trunk.
Sometimes a thrown blade can save your life,
she said.
I'll teach you how to sling it properly before long.
Tammo had to tug hard to pull the dirk from the tree trunk.
I'd be rather obliged if you did. Now, what about Selim and Destron?
Russa took a sip of wine and settled back comfortably.
Oh, that place. Let me see. Well, a mountain's a mountain, much like any other. But I can give you the chant I heard the Long Patrol Hares saying last time I was over that way.
Tammo piled a bit more wood on the fire.
You know the Long Patrol Hares? Tell me, what do they chant?
The squirrel closed her eyes.
Far as I can recall, it went something like this.
Oh, vermin, if you dare, come and visit us someday. Bring all your friends and weapons with you too. You'll find a good, warm welcome, let no beast living say. That cold steel was never good enough for you.
You won't find poor helpless beast all undefended, like the old ones, babes and mothers that you slain. And you'll find that when your pleasant visit's ended,
you'll never ever leave our shores again. All you cowards of the land, and you flotsam of the sea, who murder, pillage, loot whene'er you please, there's a Long Patrol awaiting, we'll greet you cheerfully. You'll hear us cry, Eulalia, on the breeze.
'Tis a welcome to the bullies who slay without a care, all those good and peaceful creatures who can't fight. But perilous and dangerous, the beast they call the hare,
who stands for naught but honour and the right.
Eulalia, Eulalia, come bring your vermin horde. The Long Patrol awaits you. Led by a badger lord.
Tammo shook his head in admiration.
By golly, that's some chant. Are they really that brave and fearless, these Long Patrol Hares?
Russell threw a burning log end back into the fire.
Ruthless they can be, but they keep their shores defended and the land safe for peaceful creatures to live in. Come on now, mate. You need your sleep for tomorrow's trekking. Stow yourself over there in the dark, away from the flames.
Tammo pulled a wry face at this suggestion.
But I'm nice and warm here. Why have I got to move?
The squirrel's face grew stern.
Because I said so. Now stop asking silly questions and shift.
Tammo retreated into the surrounding bushes, muttering.
Nice warm fire and I've got to sleep back here. Chap could catch his death of cold on a night like this. 'Tain't fair.